Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul on Prophetic Sound Podcast. It's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord and what you hear. 'Cause it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.
God bless each and every one of you. Welcome to Prophetic Wind Ministries and the Prophetic Sound Podcast, hosted by Apostle Marcus and Prophetess Letitia Smith. We are so blessed and honored to have you as our guests on tonight. There is, so much God is doing in this hour, and I am so blessed that you and I are part of the prophetic plan of the Lord in this season. Amen. You know, as I was in prayer and in worship before we got started, the Lord began to speak to me, and he began to show me his hands molding clay. And as he was molding the clay, he was molding it every which way that he desired. But he told me that this is a season where he is forming vessels of honor. He is forming vessels that are sanctified holy unto him. He is forming vessels that can hold the weight of the oil of his glory. In this season, he is forming you this hour, this very moment, to possess the oil of the season. Amen. Not yesterday's oil, not yesterday's manna, not something that was stale, but something that is hot off the press. God has something in store for you. He wants you to get stirred up tonight. He wants you to feel that fire blazing and curing that clay that he is molding in you today. And if you look in, if you go to 2 Timothy with me, amen, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 says, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, and they are, and some for honor and some for dishonor." And so the Lord is saying there's a little bit of everything in his house, but he is calling you to be that vessel of honor. He is calling you to be that glass, that gold and that silver. Amen. He's calling you to be something of substance on tonight. 1 Thessalonians says that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel of sanctification and honor. The Lord has something for you tonight. The sanctification and the honor of God is falling on tonight. And if wherever the enemy has tried to hit you, any area that he's tried to release condemnation and shame, now in the name of Jesus, as a servant of the living God, I command that thing to lift, because tonight is a new night and God is doing a new thing, and he is forging and forming you into his vessel of honor. Woo! I don't know about you, but that makes me want to shout. That gives me some hope. It gives me the hope of glory, because I have an understanding. You know, I did a long study on the clay pot, the vessel. And did you know that you can't form a new clay pot without the dust from the old clay pot? So when the Lord was breaking you, hallelujah, when the Lord was causing you to be broken, it wasn't to destroy you. It was to remake you. It was not to harm you. It was to make you ready for the next. It was that next level anointing, transformation, power coming from the Lord. He knew you could not be who you were called to be in that old vessel. So he broke the old vessel. He grinded it into dust, and he added it to the new purpose. And the new, you know, we call that recycling. Amen. He added it to the new purpose of what God had for you in this season. And so it is not by chance you are on this podcast on tonight. It is not by chance that you are here to hear the word of the Lord, getting ready to come for this from this awesome vessel of the Lord. I am blessed and honored to have my sister, amen, Evangelist Latoya Fonville, on the line with me on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. How are you this evening?
I am amazing, Apostle Letitia. I am amazing, and I am truly honored to be on the podcast tonight, and I'm excited about the word that the Lord gave me this week.
Amen, amen. What is so powerful is that, you know, in the midst of everything that's going on, everything in the world that is going on right now, God is very moving, creating, reforging, reforming. And we're part of that, woman of God. The amazing thing is when our hearts and our flesh gets discouraged, God is so faithful to send the encouragement we need to keep going forward. I just had a vision of somebody on their knees trudging through a desert. And they're trying to get to that next mountain and get to that next place in that desert area. And they're like, oh, my God, I can't make it. And all of a sudden, there's an oasis. And so, Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the oasis. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your provision. And we thank you, Lord, for calling us for such a time as this. And tonight, Lord God, as you get ready to release your power, your might, and your glory, we thank you in advance for choosing us tonight to be the recipients of your fresh oil. And so, Lord, we bless you. I cover the woman of God as she gets ready to go forth. We send forth angels. We come against all backlash and retaliation. And we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, her feet are going to tread in fire on tonight. And we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. And at this time, I am turning over the line to Evangelist Latoya Fonville. God bless you, woman of God. Let God have his way.
Good evening, people of God. My message for tonight, and the title of my topic is, Where is My Candy? Now, in order to understand, I'm going to give you a little backdrop in order to understand what am I saying? You know, and so just to give you a little history on me, I'm a mom of three babies. I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a newborn. And the other day, my 2-year-old was watching something on television, and he said, "Mommy, I want some candy." And I said, "Okay, I'm going to give you some candy." For my kids, candy is vitamins. So he wanted his candy, and I said, "Yes, you will get candy." And I said, "But you have to wait." And he continued without ceasing. My 2-year-old said, "Mommy, where is my candy? Mommy, where is my candy?" I said, "You have to wait. You're going to get your candy, but you have." And the Lord said, "That is what I want you to tell my people tonight, to talk about this." And so for many of you, you have been waiting on God for your candy. What is your candy? It could be a healing in your body. What is your candy? It can be deliverance for one of your children or for yourself or for a loved one. Your candy could be a financial breakthrough. Your candy could be peace of mind. Your candy could be a breakthrough from fear. And God has already said yes. But we continue to, because we cannot see the manifestation, because we're in that waiting period, we continue to ask and wonder if we're going to get our candy, but because we cannot see it. Just as my 2-year-old said, "Mommy, where's my candy?" I was already going to give him the candy, but I was handling something else. See, God has to wait until he gets some things in order for you to be in position to receive that candy, that blessing, that breakthrough, that healing, that deliverance. You know, many of you ask, where is my candy? Some of you are depressed because you haven't received that candy, that breakthrough, that healing, that deliverance. Some of you are on the verge of suicide because it feels like it's not going to work out for you. It feels as if it's not happening. You've been waiting, you've been seeking, you've been praying, you've been asking God, and you've seen nothing. But I'm here tonight to tell you to hold on just a little bit longer. God is on his way to release your blessing. Matter of fact, it's already been released in the spirit realm. We just got to wait for it to manifest tangibly in the natural. And so I want to encourage you today to keep your head above water, because we serve a God who answers prayers. I've been praying to God for 15 years for a financial breakthrough, and only now I'm beginning to see the light. And in my wait, I was depressed. I was hopeless. The enemy had me, that he had me having thoughts of suicide. I'm going to be real today, because so many people struggle, but they don't talk about it. And suicide is a real thing that's happening in the church today. I had thoughts of suicide because I was waiting for my candy, and in the wait, it was hard. It was painful. It was difficult. I couldn't see my way out. It was so dark. But we have to begin to shift our perspective. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2, it says, though the vision may tarry means delay, wait for it. Because even though it tarries, it shall still come to pass. So he says tarry about two times in that passage. There is a delay. Even Proverbs says hope deferred makes the heart sick. Why would your heart be sick? Because you took your eyes off the promise, off the truth. We have to know that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Whatsoever he says, that he will do. I want you to touch yourself and remind yourself, encourage yourself today. He will do it. God is able to do everything that he says he will do. And guess what? He's going to do exceeding abundant above and beyond all that you can ever ask or think. See, we got a good daddy. We got a good father. He loves you because he says the thoughts that I think towards you are good and not of evil, to give you a hope, a future, and an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. He says, count it all joy when you endure various testings and trials, because the testing of your faith produces patience. So in the end, you'll be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. See, you're not getting your candy yet because you're not ready. You can't handle it, because if he gives you may eat it all in one shot and get sick. You know, you may spend it. You may not be ready. You may get that healing too soon and forget God. See, God is an on-time God. There's a song say he's an on-time God. Oh, yes, he is. He will do it because he's faithful. He is true, and he is not a man. Many of us have been deceived by man, and we look at God through the same tainted lens as we look at the people in our lives. Some of us, our fathers weren't in our lives, or our mothers were in our lives, or we were deceived by good friends, or everyone turned their back on us, and we feel as if we are isolated, and that's the same way we see God. But you got to shift your perspective, because God will do what he said he will do. God will make a way out of no way for you. Some of you, it seems as if you're at rock bottom. You paid that last bill. You don't know, or you paid the bill and you don't know where food is going to come from. I've been there where I had no food to eat, and God, and I didn't tell people my situation. God put it on the heart of someone to give me money. And yes, there were times when I was hungry, but he kept me. And I can stand to you today as a testimony to let you know that God is faithful, he is able, and he is willing, and he is a good God. Because irregardless of what it is that you're going through, God sees you and he hears you. See, my testimony today would not have been effective if I didn't go through it, if I was telling you someone else's story, wouldn't it have been as moving? It wouldn't be as touching, but I had to have gone through the fire. But guess what? I didn't get burned. I was under that water, but I didn't get drowned. See, I was in the desert, and he gave me a water. He made a way out of no way. See, God is able to do what he says he will do. Some of you are aching in your bodies, and you've been praying for a healing. And for some of you, it's an adjustment. You've been believing, but you got to put in the work. You got to sit that diet. You got to eat different. You got to put away that white flour and the white sugar. You got to make that sacrifice. See, the Bible says faith without works is not dead. See, many of us as believers, we get fed on the word. We sit in, we hear a good word, and that's it. We continue to pray, but we don't move. You got to put in the works in order for God's hand to move in your life. You got to make some shift. You got to make some adjustment. You got to start budgeting that money so that God can see, oh, this person's a good steward. You gotta start sowing. Oh, he sold them. He or she sold them. I'm going to give them more. You see, you got to begin to put in the work so that God can begin to reward you for your effort. See, you can't sow good seed on good ground and not reap a harvest. As long as you continue to sow, for many of us, it seems as if the seeds is falling on dry ground. And some of the seeds we fall may fall on dry ground. For some of us, you may sow a seed and the birds come and eat it up. For some of you, the drought comes and dry it up. For some of you, you sow that seed and eventually you continue to sow. You're going to reap a harvest. But guess what? See, God ain't a God that I'm just going to restore. No, God is going to give you exceeding that bounty. There's a scripture, there's a story in the Bible of I think it was 10 leopards. And the 10 leopards, they were in a position of need. And so the Lord sent them to a place. They said, go into this land. But it was like, we were not allowed to go there, but the Lord led them to go to this land. The land was vacant, and they were able to get food and jewelry and money. They were able to get so much because they were obedient to God. See, they were able to get the spoils. There's another story where I think it's Joseph. Joseph it's David, excuse me. David and his army went to war. When they came back from war, all their wives and children were gone, and they were devastated. And so he began to go before God, and he prayed, and he said, God, help me. And so the Lord led him. The Lord gave him directions. As he followed the Lord, there was a I think it was a leper, another a eunuch, I believe it was, and the eunuch directed him. And it wasn't a eunuch. It was someone from the enemy's camp. Excuse me. It was a gentleman from the enemy's camp that they had outcasted. He led them directly to the enemy, and they were able to destroy the enemy and get all that was taken from them and more. See, when God blesses you, he's going to restore everything that was stolen, everything that was lost, and more. Repeat after me. He's going to give you imagine. So don't give up. Don't give up, because God is not going to give up on you. Keep on pressing on. I remember there was a time in my life where I was so depressed because I had a plan for my life, and my life didn't meet up to the expectations that I had for my life. And so I began to believe the lie of the enemy. See, the plan of the enemy is to steal, to kill, and to destroy you in any ways. He wants to destroy your identity. He wants to destroy God's plan for your life. He wants to kill you in any way that he can. And so the enemy will begin to speak lies into your head that you're not good enough. You're not going to make it. You'll never get healed. God doesn't hear you. He doesn't answer your prayers. And I began to believe the lie of the enemy. And some of you have believed the lie of the enemy. See, when your heart gets sick, it's because you took your eyes off out of the word. You took your eyes from God, off of God, and you began to look at what you see. See, the Bible says what we see is temporary. See, what what you don't see, that's what's real. Because remember, we are spirit beings housed in a flesh. Our first position is that of a spirit being. So what's happening in the spirit realm is more real than what's happening in the natural. And so although it may not look like that promise, that marriage, that relationship doesn't look like what God said is going to be, hold on, because God is going to work it out. And don't believe the lie of the enemy, because the enemy will begin to speak lies in your spirit to make you think, to make you give up. But today I want to encourage you that God is faithful. God is able, and God will do it. And hold on. And so back to my story, I was at a place where I believed the lie of the enemy. I was a victim of identity theft. I believed what the enemy said about me. He stole my identity, and I believed what who he said I was. And my faith was so, I had little faith. But it was a place, I was at a place in my life where I couldn't make it to the next day. I had to make it second by second. And in that moment, I said, Lord, just give me the strength to make it through this next minute. And some of you, you may be in that place where you just don't think you're going to make it because the weight of your situation is too hard. One of you may be in an abusive relationship. One may be in a bad working situation, or you may have just lost your job and it seems like everything else is falling all around you. Hold on. And so your prayer is, don't believe the lie of the enemy. Although it may seem that for 13 years you've been going through, for 10 years, for 5 years, for 20 years, for 50 years, it seemed like your whole life has been something, one thing bad. I want to encourage you today that Amos 9:13-15 in the Message Bible, and I'm a paraphrase a part of it. He says, I will bless you so that your head will swim. One thing on the heels of another. God wants to overtake you with blessings. Where is my candy? Where is my blessings? Where is my healing? Where is my breakthrough? And the Lord is saying, hold on just a little while longer. It's not time yet. And so I want to encourage you to keep on pressing on. You know, this faith walk, it really is a faith walk. But God will do what he says he will do. And I'm going to tell you my testimony. My firstborn, they diagnosed him as being autistic. I know that when he was in the womb, I didn't say it, because, you know, before you find out the gender, you say, oh, it, or the boy, or the baby. The Lord said, don't call him it, or refer to the baby as the baby. Call him greatness, because that's what he is. He is greatness, leader of men. And when my child was born, when he was 2 years old, 3 years old, wasn't really talking. Very smart, can identify his alphabet, you know, but in sentences, wasn't talking. And yet I'm still holding on to God's promise. The world labeled him as autistic, but God said he's a businessman. He's a leader of men. 4 years and counting, I am still holding on. It doesn't matter what the doctor's report is. It doesn't matter what your bank account looks like. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they say you have cancer and right now you are taking chemo. God is able. God is a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. He specializes in the impossible. You know, as my late pastor says, he's an impossibility specialist. God specializes in the impossible. Romans 8:28 says, for we know he is able to do all things exceeding abundantly above and beyond all that you could ever ask or think. And I'm going to close out with this. Mark 11:23-24 says, if you believe and not doubt, if you have faith just as small as a mustard seed, and you speak to that mountain, and you say, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and you do not doubt, you shall have whatsoever you say. And so I encourage you, men and women of God, to begin to activate your faith, to begin to walk in your authority as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, and to begin to open your mouth and to begin to prophesy over your situation. Begin to decree and declare what God says is over your life. If he says you are healed, although the doctor says it's cancer, you speak by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Although the doctor says that he or she is autistic, you speak he or she is whole. Although they may be in the process of repossessing your car, you declare that God is a millionaire. For some of you, your children may be in prison and they've received maximum sentence. But you begin to decree and declare that God is that they'll be released in no time. Remember, you have power and it's in your mouth. The Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Walk in your authority. Wait for that candy because God is releasing it to you. And I'm going to speak that he's releasing it to you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, to you now. Lifting up every person on this line. Father God, some of them are believing you for a healing, for a break, for breakthrough, for deliverance, for healing, to be released from fear and tormenting thoughts. Father God, I right now in the name of Jesus, I break every yoke that so easily ensnares your people. Father, I cancel the assignment of the enemy over your people. Father God, touch the hearts and your minds and the minds of your people. Open the eyes of their understanding that they may be enlightened, Father God, that they may know what is the hope of their calling. Father, do a new thing in their lives now in the name of Jesus. Father, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they won't even have room enough to receive. But, Father, give them new wineskins to handle the blessing, oh God. New strategies, new ideas, oh God, is being released over your people, oh God. Father God, break the yoke of poverty and lack, oh God. Break the struggle off of your people, oh God. Break torment off of your people, oh God, and release your healing, your deliverance, your anointing, your breakthrough, oh God. Blow fresh winds on your people, oh God, that the winds of prosperity and increase, oh God, will be released over your people, Father God. Father God, I thank you for shattering suicidal tendencies and thoughts, oh God, for you shall live and not die to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, oh God. Father God, I even pray a hedge of protection around Marcus and Letitia Smith, oh God. Cover apostle and prophetess, oh God. Cover them, oh God. Let the oil continue to flow, oh God. Breathe on their ministry, oh God, even in these times, oh God. Let them see increase and overflow, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, and we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for transparency in this season. I thank you, Lord, that you are causing your people right now to fall into your arms and feel that you are wrapping your arms around them, Father God, that you are bringing healing, that salve, Father God, even the recreation of a whole new vessel, a whole new time, a whole new anointing being dripped upon your people right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are causing, Father, the hearts of your people, Lord God, to be remade and renewed in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, as we get ready to go in to our time of prayer and Q&A, we pray right now, Lord God, that you will deliver a word in due season to your people and that you will cause them, Lord, to grab a nugget that, Lord, will sustain them and keep them in perfect peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist, for that amazing word. Thank you for just sharing your heart and the heart of God with the people. And we're getting ready to transition into opening the lines up. If I call the last four of your number and you would like to share a testimony or have a prayer request, please answer at that time. Amen. So we are going to start with the number ending in 1648.
God bless you. The line is open.
Amen. Did you say 1648?
I did. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Bless you. Bless everyone. I am enjoying the call, and I only asked because I had some static in my line. I would just like to share that I enjoyed everything I heard on today, and then I did want to share a testimony. I caught myself whining on yesterday and asking the Lord, why this, Lord, why that, why me? And before I know it, I was cooking, and I had dishes in my hand, but I heard the Lord say, go and read John 16 and 23. And I just want to read part A of the scripture. And it said, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. I said, well, Lord, I think I'm going to quit questioning you right now. And so I thank God for that. And I thank God for the opportunity to be on the line. And if there is something that the Lord has laid on your heart to pray for me for, I will receive prayer.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist, do you mind praying?
Sure, sure.
Awesome.
And what is your name?
I'm sorry, didn't even ask.
Yes,
my
name
is
Kimberly.
What is your name? Kimberly. Okay,
Kimberly.
Amen.
Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just come to you, Lord God, lifting up your daughter, Kimberly. Father God, many a times when we are in that holding pattern, in the wait, Father God, we ask why, or when we don't understand your ways. But Father, you said that your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so, Father God, I thank you that you put a praise in Kimberly's mouth, O God, that, Father God, instead of questioning, Father God, she read your word and had a thank you in her mouth, Father God. And so, Father, I pray right now, Lord God, that as she praises you in her home, God, that you are releasing, Father God, a healing, a breakthrough, peace, and deliverance in her home, God. Father God, for every question, Father God, exceed that need, Father God. Lord, open doors, Father God, for her that no man can shut, Father God. Turn that situation around, O God. Favor her, O God. And Father, I pray that you will bless every place that the sole of her feet treads upon. So, Father God, I pray that you will do a new thing in Kimberly's life in this season, O God. That, Father God, that as she praises you, as she makes that sacrifice of praise, O God, that you will release your glory, your honor, your favor, and your blessings. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for coming. And I thank you for the richness of God's glory shining upon your life.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, we are going to move on to line ending in just 1 second. Okay, line ending in 4953. 4953. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, women of God, vessels of God. We just thank God for being able to be on the line, to be blessed of God, to listen to a time of sharing and reflection. It's so important, I believe, at this time for people to really be transparent in safe environments, be transparent and honest. And I thank God for your transparency, Minister Fonville. I thank God
Amen.
That it allowed you were allowed to share with us so we can be in touch. We have to look at things in our lives and reflect and let God lift us up from a place. So I thank God for you on today and for the deliverance that went forth as you spoke and released the word. God bless you both.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. And I thank God for all of the powerful anointings that are just being represented on the line tonight. One of the things that I understood and still understand that a cooperative corporate anointing, that there's nothing the enemy can do with it. He don't even know how to touch that. Amen. And so
Amen.
We thank God for unity of heart. I thank God for the woman of God. Apostle Lynn Parker, thank you for being here. It is amazing that the women of God, we are coming together, we are building, and we are tearing up the enemy's camp. And so I am so grateful for my sisters who walk hard in fire. Amen. So it's a good
Amen.
Day. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Moving forward, we are going to go to the line ending in, Evangelist Fonville, is my sound okay?
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Okay, good. Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, we are going to move on to the line that is ending in 2798. God bless you. Okay, last call, 2798. Okay, we're going to move forward. Line ending in 2129. Good evening and God bless you. Amen. Okay, last call, line ending in 2198. Okay, moving forward. Line ending in 0123. God bless you. I'm sorry, 0128.
Yes, praise God. Hello.
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 Yes.
You
can hear you.
General
number one. Hello.
Yes.
Okay. I cannot hear you very well. I think it's your television is very loud.
You, me, the ultimate weapon. I don't have anything. It might be my son or something on the other line. I mean, my grandson.
Okay, Captain, would you have anything? Would you need prayer?
Can you hear me? Yes. Yes.
Not really. Okay, praise God. I'm going to ask if I open up your line and you have background noise, I'm going to absolutely need you to get rid of the background noise because it's very echoey and we are on a radio broadcast. So sound is important. So I'm going to pray for you, woman of God. I know you can still hear me, but I had to mute your line. There was just so much background noise. So we're going to pray in general as the Spirit leads for you. Amen. And give God praise for that. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you, Lord, for her coming and showing her need. I have I actually see her offering, like her last offering to you, Father God, like much like the widow's mite, Father God. And, Father, Lord, that you are honoring her sacrifice. You are honoring, Father God, the things that she has done that no one else has seen. You are honoring faith, Father God, that has passed even the understanding of her family, Father God. Lord God, even as like Job's wife, Father God, that was like, well, God, I see people saying, well, God ain't got no power. You doing all this and you doing all that, and what's he done for you? But she has kept her faith, Father God. She has stood her ground, Father God. And so, Father, this will be her season of reward. This will be her season of great, 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 great turnaround. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for turnaround coming, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for grace abundant upon her life. And, Lord, we thank you that the things that, Lord, that died in one season are just a fertilizer, Father God, for this season. And we bless your holy name. We give you all of the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, so we are so blessed on tonight. it has been an amazing night, and we are just getting started this week. Amen. I have asked my sister to come on. She has absolutely walked flat-footed in fire, like the Lord said, just flat-footed in fire. And so, Evangelist, I would like you to tell the people how they can sow into you, how they can get to know you. Tell them about your ministry. Just let the people know who you are.
Okay. Again, my name is Latoya Fonville, and I have two ministries. I have a women's ministry called Thou Art Beautiful, and with Thou Art Beautiful, what we do is we encourage women to begin to remove their lens, how they see themselves, and to begin to see yourself through God's eyes. And to reach, if you want to contact me, you can reach me via email at latoyafonville@gmail.com. That's LatoyaFonville@gmail.com. And then my other ministry or my other business is I help start up business owners, people who are visionaries, particularly women, who have an idea, and you feel stuck on your job. You don't know how to go from idea to a tangible business. And I walk you through the process of launching your business. So I help you go from stuck to unstuck through three areas: goal setting, money management, and time management. And for both of those, you can reach me at my email address.
Okay, amen, amen. So LatoyaFonville@gmail.com. Reach out to the woman of God. Get involved in what God is doing. I can attest this woman of God's anointing is amazing. And the one thing that I have always loved and about this woman of God is her transparency in her heart for the people. Amen. So amazing. So awesome in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, Father,
amen.
We thank you for your woman of God. And, Father, I just hear the sound, Lord God, of the mulberry bush. Father, the woman of God talked about the battle of the Amalekites. And there was a waiting for David because it was two battles of the Amalekites. Each time God gave him a specific strategy. But in the second battle, there was that second wave that came through. David said, should I pursue? And the Lord said, wait on the sound of the mulberry bush. I have a knowing that this is the season, Lord God, that the rustling of that sound for this woman of God has come. And so, Father, it is time to pursue. It is time to overtake, overcome, and be victorious. And, Father, it's not going to look like, I hear you, Lord, what we would perceive as a victorious run. But I see you, Lord, given her stealthiness. And I don't know about you guys, but I watch some of those old school karate movies that have all the subtitles at the end and the bottom, and nobody knows what they're saying. And they have this, you know, they always have this kung fu master that's kind of walking on the top of the tree limbs and stuff like that. But this is what I see, woman of God. I see you walking in high places, and the Lord is making you so light and so stealthy that there is literally not even a branch broken. You're literally walking on top of the branches, and the smallest twigs are carrying your weight. And I hear the Lord saying that your weight will not break anything in this season. He is not going to allow you to fall. And I also hear the Lord saying that his grace is going to be more than sufficient. His grace is going to be vindication in this season. Where old things were a certain way, new things are coming in. And in the newness, there will be greater depth of understanding of things that happened prior. Because the Lord says that the things that happened prior were preparation for the season to come. And so, Father God, we thank you for your preparation. We thank you, Lord, she didn't fold, she didn't buckle. Father, that the fire, Lord God, only was meant to burn off the dross. And now that you can see the purity of her gold, and now that you can see the purity of her silver, Father, you said she is ready to be a holy vessel. A holy vessel, not a common vessel, not a vessel of dishonor, but a holy vessel. Chosen to carry, Lord Olive. God, fresh oil. Fresh oil, Lord, fresh oil, thick oil, that oil that's going to stick to the ribs of your people, Lord. That oil that is going to cover all the wounds, Lord. That oil, Lord God, that is going to bring healing in deep areas, Lord. Father, it is an oil that can only be pressed from the fire and the wine press all at the same time. Because I see an oil that has been refined. I see an oil, Lord God, that has been prepared. I see an oil that is choice for the season. And, Lord, she is an oil carrier.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we bless your holy name.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Because, Lord, the ashes, she is rising. From the fire, she is rising. And, Lord, for such a time as this, her oil will be poured. And
thank
we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. It wasn't in vain, Lord. It wasn't in vain, Lord. It wasn't in vain, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something for all of you that are on this line that are being tested and tried by fire. Because I hear the Lord saying, without the purification, there cannot be revelation. The purification allows you to see things in God's way. It allows you to understand with his perspective. It helps you to be undergirded with his truth.
Hallelujah.
The fire is necessary. The fire is a necessary thing. So if the Lord has chosen you for the fire, say yes and amen. If the Lord has chosen you for the well of affliction, yes and amen. For the word says that the tests and the trials must come for the perfection of your faith. So this is the season to get up and praise him even in the fire, for I'm a minister of fire.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we bless him. Praise him anyhow. Thank you, Lord. So we are getting ready to transition off of the line. But first, before we do that, I want to say for those of you that are connected to Prophetic Wind and you normally give, anything that you give, and I say this every time, is going to be going to my guest speaker. You heard the woman of God, and I know she bypassed her giving. I know she did it. I had a full understanding. But my sister is accomplishing things. She is good ground. And my three nephews over there are good ground. So we want to be a blessing, and we want to sow. The blessing of the Lord that maketh you rich out of no sorrow with it will apply to this offering. So you can give two ways. You can give over PayPal.me/prophetic wind. Or you can give over Cash App. And the Cash App's ID is Letitia, LatSHia, Gartner, GardnerSmith, SMITH. Remember that any small donation helps go towards a bigger donation. And so it's all good. There's no reason why you can't give a dollar or two. Amen. So we thank God for you. Thank God for the plans and the purposes of God over your life, woman of God. We believe in you and your anointing.
Amen.
And so Apostle and I have already prepared a small offering, but we are asking the people of God to do the same. And again, paypal.me/propheticwind or money sign Letitia, L-A-T-S-H-I-A, Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. And so, woman of God, if you wouldn't mind giving a small benediction and a prayer for the people, we will get ready to transition.
Amen. I just want you all to continue to be encouraged, continue to hold on, continue to sow into good ground. And Prophetic Wind Ministries is definitely good ground. I want to thank you, Apostle Letitia, for the honor and the privilege to share on such a great platform, to share this platform with you tonight. And I just pray that God, the Lord, will continue to bless you and your household for all that you've sown in this land. And I just decree and declare a Genesis 26 and 12 blessing in your life. Just as Isaac sowed in that land and he reaped 100-fold and his prosperity prospered, that in the Smith household, that your prosperity will prosper, a prosperity prospering anointing being released in your home. And so, Father God, I just pray for everyone on this line, everyone connected to the people on this line. Father God, I pray, oh God, even for every seed that will be sowed, Father God, into this ministry, that it will, that they shall yield 100-fold harvest, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will continue to do a new thing, that your people will continue to hold on until their change comes, that they will begin to open their mouth and speak your truth in their lives. I even command the heavens to be opened, O God, that blessings upon blessings will pour out upon your people, Father God. Father, we thank you for this time, O God. We pray for a hedge of protection, that no communicable diseases, Father God, can touch your people, Father God. That sickness, COVID, Father God, will be far from them, Father God. That a healing will be released, a deliverance will be released, a breakthrough will be released, Father God. And we seal this prayer, we seal this time, oh God, in the blood. We establish a hedge of protection, Father God, of every prayer request that went before you, everyone that was spoken over the line and those spoken in our hearts, oh God. And we declare a manifestation now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. And everyone say, amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. So God bless each and every one of you. Listen, we will be back on at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Pastor Joanne Angelo is going to be with us again. Last time she was here, we had a little bit of technical difficulty, so I asked her to come on back and to share what thus saith the Lord in her teaching. The woman of God is an amazing biblical teacher. She was a former dean of students at Elam Bible Institute College. And so I'm telling you, God has given us such quality. In this season, he's given us such quality. Please do not sneeze at the fact that we are having literally world-renowned teachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors coming on this line, amen, and being a blessing to the people, amen. And so I am just in awe of who God has sent in this season, amen. And so tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Pastor Joanne Angelo, Associate Pastor from the Tabernacle in Orchard Park, New York. Amen. So please be here, be ready, have a notepad, have your pen and all your good notes and your favorite Bible app. Amen. And get ready to receive the meat of the Lord. Amen. Okay. So at this time, we're getting ready to dismiss. I love each and every one of you. You guys are family to us. From Apostle Marcus and myself, thank you for your love, your support. You don't have to be here, but you are. I thank God for you helping to perpetuate this ministry all over the world, literally 99 countries. Amen. We have been picked up by Apple. We have been picked up by iTunes. We have been picked up by iHeartRadio and TuneIn. So, you know, you are doing more than you know by just coming and praying for us. Amen. So we ask you for your continual prayer. We ask you just to continue to stay on the wall on our behalf, because we are believing, God, for little villages with shortwave radios that are listening in, that salvation is coming to their land. Amen. And so we give God praise and glory. And at this time, evangelist, thank you so much for sowing your time. I love you. You know, we'll talk on the back end. But at this time, okay, we're getting ready to dismiss the line. Yay. Absolutely. And so if all hearts and minds are clear and free, we are going to dismiss the line. God bless you from Prophetic Wind Ministries. We will see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night.
Yeah. King Shah. Hey, yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many members, one body. Keep the breath and still God. Still going how far? And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going how far? And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these toothbrushes. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, they go move. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Chase, they know they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look at me. It's out, it's out. Head smoking like a toffee. Not do what I'm a toffee. I guess you gotta learn the hard way. When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. Yahweh. And my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming, holler. New Year, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their proof. Nah. The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point finger with the rock. Jordan in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking burst, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right. We the church folk. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ.